Here we go in Seif
Tes.
Kodem Shivarach, before you make your bracha on the tzitzis, ye'ayen, check it out, b'chute tzitzis, on the strings of tzitzis, imhem ksherim, to make sure they are kosher, k'deish lo yivarach levatala. So you don't make a bracha levatala, because if your tzitzis aren't kosher, of course you can't make a bracha on the tzitzis. They're not tzitzis, they're just... And now, what's going to come into play right away is this. There's a separate issue, which is wearing an arba konfos about tzitzis is bad news. That's an avera. You're mevat mitzase. But that is ostensibly not the critical issue, and the question will be why. And the answer the Mishnah Berurah is going to pick up here and say, ye'ayin, like check it out in your tzitzis, mashma divrei ha-bach. The Bach seems to say, ve'eli rabba, degam b'shabbos yesh livdok b'talis. Even on Shabbos you should check your talis to make sure it's kosher. That's true, right? Even though you won't be able to fix it, but you should check it out. Now, ve'ayin, simenid gimel bir halacha. Fine, look over there. We're going to talk about, we'll get there. Okay. Now, the chutei tzitzis, look at the chutei tzitzis, gam tarach levadkan, you need to check them also, lamala b'makom nekev hatalis an hakshira. Not just at the bottom to make sure your strings are still there and haven't ripped off.
Above,
first loop there. See, as we'll find out soon enough, that if you got one of those four strings are cut, it's a puzzle. Even though it's much more common to lose a string or two or three down below, because they get, you know, you get caught in your foot or something, you tear them, they get caught in things. But though that we'll see isn't necessarily a psul and tzitzis. It depends. It depends on how many and which ones, and if you're. We'll get there. One is not a problem, indeed. But it depends how short and how many, and if you get two and three and four, and if you were careful to keep the two halves separate, we'll get there. All those things. Undone is okay. It's when they're torn. We'll get there. It's not our topic. Whatever, we will learn all the lachas of tzitzis as we go, what makes them kosher. But the point is here, just saying a separate mitzvah is whatever it takes to make your tzitzis kosher, make sure they're kosher before you put them on, unless you say a bracha, that's not good. Now, he's going to come back to the issue that I brought up, which is what's with here, in Chabbeis, the issue of wearing puzzle, arbor confus that tzitzis. He says, Vafagav de belav haki, even if you wouldn't have checked your tzitzis, yesh chashash iser sheyilbash beged shel arba konfos bli tzitzis. Look, anyways, you have a separate problem of wearing a four-cornered garment without tzitzis. Mekomokom, nevertheless, according to Mishnah Berurah, mok milei achazkasa shahaya kasher. You could rely on the fact, this is all Mishnah Berurah, is his opinion, this is a contentious issue. He says that there's a principle we have called a chazaka and a chazaka. Chazaka means status quo. Chazaka means that when something has its status quo, you can assume it retains the status quo until further notice. So here, last time we checked the tzitzis, they were kosher yesterday. So like, why in the world should you have to check them today? Not why in the world, but like, you don't have to check them. You can assume they're kosher. Every time you do everything else in your Jewish halachic life, you assume things as they always were, even though something may have happened. You have to assume something's changed from where it was. The chazaka usually stays. That would be true here too, says the Mishnah Berurah. It's just that you have a new problem. Rak mishum chomer de lo sisa. The Chazal had not nice things to say about people who take Hashem's name in vain, and making a bracha that's not a bracha is lo sisa, taking Hashem's name in vain. Hashem said not to do it. One of the seres nibros, and it carries nasty consequences. Therefore, since sheyesh al bracha levatala, you make a bracha levatala, you have the Hashem's name in vain. Hichmiru levadko. They were very strict. They said you can't rely on the chazaka for that. It's like too big a fire to be playing with to rely on the chazaka.
Isn't it, if you're saying the bracha on your talis, your big talis, that as long as you've got one which is kosher, then you're actually not making bracha?
That's interesting. That is an interesting question. So really, that'll become a big nafkamina here. If you're putting on multiple tzitzios at the same time, so if you buy the Mishnah Berurah's svara, if you buy the Mishnah Berurah, that all it is, you can rely on the chazaka from the min kosher from yesterday. It's just that the bracha levatala, so you're putting on two at the same time. So as long as you check, as long as one's okay, you don't have to check the second one, right? Because the one, there's no bracha levatala here, that's for sure, right? But other people are like, no. See, other people are, that's Mishnah Berurah's approach. Other people want to say, listen, tzitzis get puzzle on a regular basis, and therefore it's like the chazaka's, it's a garua, it's a weak chazaka, and therefore you can't rely on it anyways. There are others who want to say, yeah, that was then, but like, in those days, everything was like, you know, quality was not exactly what it is today. Today, like, when's the last time your tzitzit got puzzled, for goodness sakes? It doesn't, grown men who aren't playing in the playground, who have these big, thick tzitzis, they're, you know, when the last time your tzitzis became puzzle? They don't come puzzle. Or you know about it because you did something silly with them. So therefore, anyways, I'm not thinking that fight now. I'm just saying, indeed, you're asking a good question. He is saying, we'll let this Mishnah Berurah share. The Mishnah Berurah is saying, you have to check. Indeed, would come out according to the Mishnah Berurah. If you're putting on two begadim simultaneously at the same, like one after the other, like Rav Scheinberg style, one would be enough. One check would be enough. Okay? Indeed, the same would apply also, I guess, according to that, for the talis katan and the talis. Same idea. Right? You don't have to check your talis katan because you can make a bracha. As long as you check your talis katan, it won't be bracha levatala. You'll be fine. This is all like, here, look what he says. He still, ulefize, there's a weird vibe in the room here also. Ulefize, misha lovish, kama begadim, shel tzitzis, anyone wears multiple tzitzis garments, right? Ein tzarach livdok, ela achar, ela echar mehen, kivin debracha achas lekulam. Like we said, one bracha on all them, so therefore you wouldn't only check one. Aval achronim, kasvu, tzarach livdok kulam, nevertheless, the achronim say, best you check all of them. Echad lo samchinan achazaka b'makom tichon levaro. First of all, anyways, why should you rely on a chazaka if you could confirm it? You don't have to be in the dark. Just look. Not very hard. Begam the chazaka garua. He second of all, like we said, it's like a not a strong chazaka. Dasuy nachutin lepasek because these strings break. V'lachein and therefore it's tzarach livdok b'chol yom b'boker kilovshon. Check him every time. Before them, put them on. Va'az afshe hesiron ve'siach dato. Man, even if you take them off and you weren't paying attention, after tzarach bracha kishachos levelovish. If you have to put a new them on again with a new bracha, afilu hachi ain tzarach lachzor levdok. A second, like in other words, you don't have to check them a second time on the same day. Once per day is enough. Dizman muat kaze ain a ragil lipasek v'subchin achazkasa. You rely on the short amount of time that nothing happened. This is all regular on Shabbos, the Eitzah, because you can't, Shabbos, you have your own problems. So the suggestion on Shabbos is, especially if you have a Shabbos, special talis for Shabbos, you should check your talis after Shabbos as you're putting it away, and you don't have a problem. And that's not so weird. You're a big tzaddik if you check your talis and take it off a night, regular garment.
A lot of people have a special talis.
So I'm saying, so then just when you remember, you're not wrapping it up on Shabbos anyways, because you can't fold it on Shabbos. You can't fold it on Shabbos, so you fold it after, right? You can't fold your talis up on the seams on Shabbos. So you're going to fold it after Shabbos. And you'll fold it after Shabbos. As you put it away, just check the tzitzit are kosher, then you're good to go for next Shabbos. That's a very good mehanaga. Okay? But if
you, right? It was closed up. You put it away properly. Not just loose for the kids to play with.
Yeah.
What I do, I always roll it.
You roll it. But you're going to unroll it, right? You're going to unroll it. You do unroll it? I always unroll it. My Matzi Shabbos.
Right?
Right. And you put it. Yeah. Right. Exactly. Because your wife got it for you. So it's brought, no, I think the assumption is your wife brought it for you as a gift, and so like you want to make. I guess. I don't know. Yeah. Okay. Anyways, the tzaddikim stories all have after Shabbos. That's what they do. They start, you know, throwing the talis right away. We'll see in time. Boker im al yudei abdika yibat. Let's just finish the halacha because it's late. I know. And you want to go? Where's going on? But we're finishing anyways. It's two sentences. Afilu b'boker, every morning. Imal yadeya b'dika yibata mitfila b'tzibor. If you're going to be late to get to the minyan because you're busy checking your tzitzis, I mean, I can't answer the mitzias of this because like, how long does it take already? But anyways, if that's happening for whatever reason, you time it, you know it's an hour and ever. Right? Oh, shekaru lalos latora, or better yet, you hadn't checked and now they asked to come do an aliyah. So now, yachol lilbosh taliso b'li b'dika, throw on your talis, no check on it, it's fine. Since you know your tzitzis were okay yesterday, rely on that chazaka. But check what you could. I mean, good, you're going to go check, but just check that they're okay as best you could. If you borrow your talis from somebody else, la'alos the Torah, to get an aliyah. The minhagenu, the minhag is the lolavarach, the minhag is not to make a brach on your talis when you borrow from somebody else. Also a can of worms, but not for now. So then, ain't tzarach levadko klal, then you don't have to make a bracha at all, and then since you don't make a bracha, you don't have to check it at all as you go to take it in aliyah. Vim bada katalis shehaser so malav, if you checked your talis and you took it off after you davened and put it away in your bags, then v'nichol b'kiso shlo, you put it into the talis, you know, zaka, what do you call it, the bag there. Ain't tzarach lachzor lachazor v'levadko l'machar, Kishis Atebo, tomorrow morning when you put on your talis again, because you checked it yesterday and it hasn't gone anywhere, you have to check it again then. Very good. Very good.
When I was away, did you touch on someone in London told me that?